This is Ian on 100.1 The X, and on the phone right now, a master of comedy, Mr. Craig Ferguson. How are you, Craig?
Hello, Ian. I'm very well indeed. Actually, I say I'm very well indeed. I'm not very well at all. I've got a terrible cold.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
You know that neti pot thing?
Oh, yeah, the thing you just drip through your nostrils?
Yeah, I don't actually use that one, though. It's the same thing, the same company, but they make a kind of squeezy bottle, and you squirt it through your nose, and then phlegm flies out. It's very attractive.
Oh, lovely. You can make it a part of your material, I'm sure.
You know what? I don't know if, even in Reno, that this is something that I want to be doing on stage.
Maybe not. Well, I have to tell you, starting off, I have this list of questions, and I'm ripping them up as I speak, and I'm throwing them on the floor, a la your wonderful late-night show.
That's the way to do it. That's how it's done.
And I don't want to blow smoke. I'm not going to spend this whole time blowing smoke up you, but I do want to let you know that you...
No, you go right ahead.
Well, then I will just go right ahead then. One of the finest, if not the finest interviewer I've ever seen on late night television, I have to tell you.
Thank you very much indeed.
Because
I gotta be honest with you, though, I never really thought of myself as an interviewer. I think what I did is I just talked to people. I think interviewing is a kind of journalistic skill. I'm not sure if I possess it. I think what happened is I just talked to people, and sometimes, you know, they talk back. Well, a lot of the times I think people just talk, you know, they just talk back when they realize there's not really an agenda.
Exactly. And yeah, it's not the same kind of, you know, the schedule of questions. You have to get their project out there. It was kind of nice that you could just sit back and have a nice conversation with somebody, and there isn't a whole plan behind it, which I think the more casual it was, the better it was. And I especially am reminded of the time that Stephen Fry was on your program way back when. That was one of the best. I mean, it was incredible, just the talk you guys had, and you didn't... It was nice that the audience was there, but you didn't necessarily care. It was very intimate and very cool, so I just got to commend you on that.
Thank you. I mean, well, I was just saying, the thing about having the Stephen Fry interview, and I did get a lot of kudos for that, but the truth of the matter is I've known Stephen for 30 years. So when I knew he was going to be on the show, I know what Stephen's like, and I know how clever he is and how easy it is to get him to talk, so...
Right.
It was, you know, I feel like it's a little bit of a cheat. It wasn't me that was skilled. It was just the fact that I happened to have some inside information on who I was talking to.
True enough, you had a familiarity, which really kind of lent itself to the conversation. And then also, but I also got to commend you on having huge movie stars and celebrities on there, and you're not afraid to needle them a little bit, and you're not afraid to talk to them as people and not put them on a pedestal.
Well, the whole idea was to do exactly that. I mean, I'm not really a great believer in the myth of celebrity. I think you can give people respect, you know, for either good work or just genuine human respect, but you don't have to kiss everybody's backside just because they are in a movie. I've been in movies too. It's all right.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then so when it comes to stand-up, you're going on this tour, Hobo Fabulous, which is a fantastic name, very oxymoronic sort of.
Thank you.
How did you, I guess, come up with that concept, or did you really spend a lot of time on the name, or did it just kind of come to you based on your material and your persona?
Well, it's kind of yes to all of that. I didn't spend a lot of time coming up with it. I mean, I just like the sound of it. But the truth of the matter is that it's a complete kind of ethos about doing the tour. I'm not going to record this tour. This is not a stand-up tour that, you know, I'm rehearsing in 40 different venues so I can get my Netflix special right.
Right.
I feel like I've done enough of that. I don't think for me stand-up comedy, my particular brand of stand-up comedy, records very well. I've made 5 stand-up specials, I guess, in the last 10 years. And whilst they were okay, you know, they're all right. I don't mind them. But the truth of the matter is, anyone who was in the theater that night will tell you it was better in the theater than it is recorded. I kind of feel it's a little bit like, you know, it's a little bit like music. I like my music live and in the room. So this show is, it's very personal and very anecdotal, and it follows a kind of structure so that I remember to tell the stories, but they're not told the same way every night, it's not the same jokes every night, and the only way to see it is to come to the theater. I'm never going to record it, I'm never going to put it on TV.
So then, yeah, people definitely need to get their tickets and see it live if they want to experience this. So the GSR, Grand Sierra Resort, this Saturday, September 15th, people should definitely get their tickets. And so you said is it more of a personal story? Is it even more of a one-man show than it is a stand-up tour? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you need to put a name
on
it.
No, it's not a one-man show. It's stand-up. It's stand-up in the sense that that's the way I deliver. I deliver kind of the way I talk.
Okay.
And it's just that the vibe of it, I think when you say to an audience, this will never be recorded, and when you say to the audience, don't you record it either, this is only going to exist in the moment for that night, it's a kind of retro way of doing stand-up. It's a kind of like, it's more fun, it makes it more kind of present. I just like the feeling of it. Maybe everyone else doesn't even notice the difference, but I like the vibe of it. It's a kind of zen thing, you know, it's just like it only exists now and it will never exist in any other form.
Exactly so, and I mean, I have to say, I do improv, I've seen improv done, and that's the spirit itself, I think, right there, is everything. It exists in this moment,
right.
And it's never going to exist again. It's all off the cuff. I mean, and you have, of course, prepared material, but again, you said you deliver it differently every single night, depending on, I guess, what, the energy, or do you change up the order, or is it just kind of spontaneity?
Right, and also how I feel at the time and how it occurs to you. Like, improv, if you have a background in improv, then you know exactly what I'm doing, because what it is that I have my jumping-off points, but I will riff on the town I'm in. I'll riff on the situation it is. I will take account of, you know, what happened to me that day. And you know, so each show is exactly tailored for the venue that it's in. When I'm in Reno, I'll be talking about Reno.
Yeah.
I'm doing Colorado Springs tonight. I won't be talking about Reno tonight. Or maybe I will. I don't know.
Who knows? Yeah, treat Colorado Springs people to a little Reno knowledge. Who knows?
You know, but the thing is, that's really what it is. It's to allow me to do a show that has no other agenda other than being the show that it is and doing a show for the people who are in the room.
Fantastic. And people should get in the room. I'm going to reiterate, Craig Ferguson, Hobo Fabulous Tour is going to be at the Grand Sierra Resort this coming Saturday, September 15th. I'm not going to take up any more of your time. I want to thank you so much for getting on the phone with me, because I'm a huge fan, been a fan for a long time, and I've always found you fantastically
funny.
Thanks,
Ian. I really appreciate it.
Of course, and very off the cuff, and just a person. You're just a person, and there's no, I don't know, there's no
just
facade. So thank you very much, Craig. Hey, have a wonderful show tonight, and can't wait to see you.
All right, come and say hi. If you're there at the show, come and say hello.
All right, I will do so. Thanks a lot, bud.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye.